Gentle release therapy in preparation for birth. This meditation is to help prepare the body and your baby for birth. It should ideally be used from around 37 weeks onwards to help you release and let go of any emotions and tensions held within the body, so you can approach birthing your baby feeling calm, feeling relaxed and ready. Approaching your due date, you may be full of different emotions and being very excited, to maybe some worry, fear or even frustration. It is so easy to get caught up in due dates and being potentially overdue and what this can imply. But please remember that only 5% of women give birth on their due date. And due dates are not always accurate, as are growth scans. So what is really important is that as long as you and your baby are both healthy and happy, that you focus on yourself and use this time for you and your partner, if you have one. Developing your own intuition and placing trust in your baby's own divine timing for their entrance into this world. So start to get nice and cozy. You may want to shift into a comfy position. You can do this meditation lying down or sitting up. It really doesn't matter, as long as you're feeling nice and comfortable. Don't worry if you fall asleep, but do try to follow the sound of my voice and move your hands into the different positions that I guide you to throughout this meditation. You don't necessarily have to do anything. Just trust the power of intention and the subconscious brain, and give yourself permission to use this time to acknowledge and let go of emotions and tensions within the body, and to gift yourself this time to relax fully and deeply. If you feel you'd like to move your hands and place them somewhere else on your body, that is fine. And if you feel like you would like to leave them in position when I move on, that is fine also. Trust your own wisdom and intuition to do what is right for both you and your baby. So depending on your beliefs, you may wish to connect with any angels, spirit guides or ancestors that are able to support you in your release today. Please invite them to join you now. Or you may just wish to cocoon yourself in a protective bubble of light or colour. So take a few deep breaths in now, drawing the breath all the way down to the bottom of your abdomen, You may feel your baby move as you do so. And you may want to place your hands on your belly and connect inwards, sensing and feeling your baby within you. And with each breath in and out, connecting with your baby, sensing and feeling your baby within your womb. And as you exhale, you may wish to do so with emphasis. Maybe a loud sigh as you open your mouth, dropping your shoulders away from your ears. And if you're seated, you may want to gently move and stretch your neck and roll your shoulders a little till they're feeling nice and relaxed. So I want you to set your intention now for this meditation. Setting an intention is so very important for gentle release. So it could be something like this. I allow my body to release and let go as I prepare to birth my baby. I give permission for my body to transition now into labour. I'm ready to meet my baby. Or it could be, I release any fears and anxieties that I may be holding on to so I can birth my baby with love and joy. So I'm going to give you a few moments now just to think of and set your intention. It could be one, or it could be many. So we're going to start at the very top of your head. And I'd like to invite you to imagine very crown of your head is opening up, feeling a tingling sensation on the crown, on the top of the head, as it starts to activate and open. Now imagine a golden light streaming down from the heavens, down to the top of your head. And see it as it pours down onto your shoulders. And as it does, it creates a wonderful sense of relaxation as it gently massages the muscles in the shoulders, as it travels down into your arms, into your hands, and through each finger, flowing out of your fingertips. See the golden energy as it caresses your face, smoothing the forehead, releasing the jaw, the throat, and travelling down the chest, over your breasts, down past your glorious belly, as it strokes and massages any tightness within the diaphragm and the abdominal muscles. See the light travel over your pelvis as it softens and loosens any tension held here. Or maybe see it as it wraps around, providing support and comfort to the pelvis if it's feeling a little bit unstable. See the energy flow down now over the legs into the feet and sending it deep down into the earth, ensuring it is fully anchored within the earth. And using the breath now, start to bring the energy back up the legs, past the knees, the buttocks, working its way into the sacrum as it weaves in and out of your sacral grooves, gently releasing any tension, discomfort and tightness, moving into the lower back, massaging any strains or pains that may be felt here as your back compensates for your beautiful growing belly. Travelling up to the mid back, the upper back and the shoulders, up the back of the neck to the crown. Now see the light as it streams from the crown down into the central channel in the center of your body, running all the way down from the top of your head to your womb. Light traveling from the crown past the pituitary gland in the center of your head, traveling to the throat, and here just giving permission for the throat chakra to be balanced and activated so that you can communicate your needs and your wishes that are right for you and your baby with confidence and with clarity. So spend some time here breathing into this space, into the throat, giving yourself permission and confidence to speak up, to speak out, and to be heard. And allow the light to flow to the heart space in the center of the chest. And spend some time here breathing in and out of the heart as though you're breathing from the heart. Tuning in to feelings of deep love, of joy and compassion. Allowing the body to flood with feelings of love. Feeling the body flood with oxytocin, the important love hormone that is so important for birthing and bonding. Feel the hormones of love as they travel your entire body, down to baby, surrounding your baby with love, surrounding your baby with comfort and joy. And when you're ready, Allow the light and energy to descend and flow like a beautiful waterfall from the heart down into your pelvic space. And see the colours, the light. Feel the energy as it flows in a spiral, circling the contours of the pelvic bones, flowing in and around all the pelvic organs. See this light swirling, covering every single millimetre of muscle, smoothing and relaxing all tensions held within the uterus, your magnificent womb that has expanded and supported and protected your baby all of these months. Allow the light to gather on the pelvic floor. And I'd like you to just spend some moments breathing and relaxing the pelvic floor muscles, gently releasing them, gently straightening out any tensions or holding on within this area. Now see the light as it flows down, relaxing all the muscles within the vagina, and relaxing and releasing the perineum. And with each breath and intention, directing the course of the energy to flow down now, deep into Mother Earth. And so I'd like to ask you now to place your hands in the prayer position and bring your hands up to the top of your head, to the crown, opening your hands ever so slightly. So we're placing the hands over, do 20. At the top of the head, and this point here helps us to raise your energy upwards, releasing any excess energy within your body. It can also be used to lift your energy and your spirits if you are feeling depleted or low. So take some lovely deep breaths here and allow this area to gently release. Take a few more deep breaths as it releases and visualize your body and spirit as it lifts up and outwards, taking in some lovely deep breaths and making sure we release on the out breath. From the top of the head here, we tune into the universal frequencies. We tune into our higher selves. We access God or Source in the angelic realm, whatever your beliefs may be. Be open and connect with them now. We will spend some time here, just breathing in and out of this point. Bring your hands to your temples and place place at the side of your head, which is often massaged if you have a headache. Gently rest your fingers here, and with intention, make a connection with the bones of your pelvis. Give permission to release any tensions held both within the pelvis and the head. Breathing in, and with each exhalation, with intention, just releasing and letting go. Moving to the point in between the eyebrows. Lightly rest your fingers in between the eyebrows. Make a connection with the pituitary gland. We ask that the hormonal system is feeling balanced and is working in perfect harmony. We ask that any feelings or hormones preventing the magical birthing hormones from building or being released are let go of. And we ask for the body to be filled with oxytocin. Next, moving to the indent of each side of the jaw, just below your earlobes. This point here links to the sphincter valves of the body. By releasing and relaxing the jaw, we are also allowing the cervix to relax and soften and open also. Often tension is held here within the jaw. So we give permission now to just let go of that tension, that clenching, holding on, biting your tongue. And so just connecting with the muscles of the cervix. And just using the breath and with intention, give permission for the cervix to soften and open. So I'm going to ask you now to move your right hand down to your liver area on the right hand side of your body, just below the rib cage. So very lightly placing your hand there as we start to release the liver. This amazing organ that helps detoxify the body. And with intention, giving permission to release and let go of any toxicities within the body. Whether that's chemical or toxic thoughts and feelings. Just giving permission for them to be released, for they are not wanted now. And so by supporting the liver, We are helping with the energy within the body. And we're assisting with the blood flow, allowing it to flow freely around the entire body, assisting the muscles of the body and the uterus, helping to build energy essential for the last weeks and days of pregnancy, and also for birth, by supporting the liver. We're also supporting the womb, helping this amazing muscle to function smoothly and effectively. We're holding and supporting the liver. We're also bringing emotional balance. Spend some time here, sensing, feeling, being curious to what emotions may arise. You may want to allow any feelings of anger, frustration, or resentment to surface. Give permission that they are released from both your body and from your mind. Moving to the kidneys now, I'd like you to just place a hand in a cupped position, putting it just above your belly button, and with your intention, connect deep within the body to the kidneys. Spend some time here, permission to release any fears that you may be holding on to, whether related to the birth of your baby or a previous experience that your body may be holding on to or may be remembering. Kidneys are said to restore pre-heaven essence that nourishes the womb and is important for birth, for growth and reproduction. They also support the reproductive organs. On top of the kidneys sit the adrenal glands, and as we hold the kidneys gently, we also give permission for the adrenals just to quiet them down, just letting them know that you are safe. Want to connect the kidney and the liver, placing one hand over the kidneys and your right hand over the liver. And with intention, supporting and building both the kidney and the liver energy. So you're feeling strong, full of vitality and focused for birth. So we're going to drop your hands now over to the left-hand side of your body, just under the rib cage, where the spleen sits. And the spleen is connected to our muscles and transforms the food we eat into energy, essential for our body, especially in the lead up to birth, and also for the postnatal time too. The spleen is also connected to overthinking and worry, as you may be thinking about the birth of your baby. By holding on to this area, we ask that any thoughts or concerns over when or how your baby may be born, or any stories that don't belong to you, that you have heard, that are not serving you, ask that they be released. Ask that any unnecessary or excessive worries are released also. Trust that you know and understand the difference between non-serving worry and anxieties, but also have confidence in trusting your deep intuition. So as we breathe in and out, just allowing those worries and thoughts to gently fade away. And so I'd like you now to move your hand to your IC valve between the top of your hip bone on the right hand side, drawing a diagonal line all the way up to the belly button. And the IC valve sits along this diagonal line right in the center. So placing your hand in this area. This valve connects the small and large intestine, help to allow the digestive system to flow easily and smoothly, releasing and letting go of any blockages held here. You may feel it gurgle, may feel it bubble as it starts to release. So any past grief or emotional trauma may also be held here. So it's worth spending some time to see what arises. So releasing this valve also supports the other valves within the body, including the cervix. So while connecting here, you can also connect with intention to the cervix, asking that it's gently softened, asking that it starts to open like a beautiful flower, slowly opening its petals in the sunlight. So, placing your hands now at the top of your hip bones, connecting to the pelvis. Here we access the pelvic girdle vessel that wraps around the whole of the pelvis. Connecting deep into the bones of the hips, feeling that support, feeling held. As you breathe deep within the bones, feeling grounded and supported. So bringing that hand now to the womb and just feeling that gentle expansion as you breathe deep into that womb space. Just connecting in with those muscles of the womb. Giving acknowledgement and thanks to this powerful organ and for all that it has created and supported, all that it has nourished and looked after. You may want to spend some time just massaging your bump and your womb. Clockwise direction, massaging from the outside to the center of the belly, massaging the muscles of the womb, and massaging baby, giving thanks to your body. Giving love to baby. And so you may want to just place your hand, just blow your breasts in the center of your abdomen, of your solar plexus area. Gently breathe in and out from that space. From here we connect both to the heart and we connect into the solar plexus. Take some time now, just breathing in and out as your hand is placed gently over this area. Often this place can feel quite intense. It's a place where anxiety and stress are held here within the body. So take some moments to tune in and sense how this area is feeling. Notice if there's any tension or any resistance. This is a place of protection, a place of holding on as we try to get on with our lives, without acknowledging our underlying feelings of discomfort. But allow yourself to feel these feelings now, gently acknowledging them, being curious to what is there. If you notice any feelings of discomfort, anxiety or stress, just using the breath to gently breathe it away. And so we have some points running down from this area, from the solar plexus all the way down the midline of the body to the navel. And so gently, using the fingertips, run your fingers in a straight line from the solar plexus down to the belly button. And as you do so, you may want to just visualize energy flowing freely along this channel. Here we're connecting to the extraordinary vessels that originate within the womb. We're connected to the process of birth. And now, placing one hand over your womb, one hand over your heart in the center of your chest, making that heart-to-heart connection with both you and baby as you breathe together. Feeling your heart, sensing or feeling baby's heart, making that connection, sending you love. Sending love from your heart to their heart. And picture now your baby lying so contently within your womb, looking so peaceful, its perfectly formed body held snugly within you, head down, arms and legs tucked in, chin tucked neatly down, and this little head resting gently on your cervix, gently nudging and massaging your cervix, encouraging it to soften and open, stirring and activating your hormones as you prepare for birth. See your amazing uterus, this wonderful muscle, as it ripples and waves and starts to gently and smoothly soften and open the cervix to allow the gentle passage of your baby. See your muscles all working so well together, so coordinated, the movements of you and your baby as you dance your baby down so easily, gently and rhythmically. Notice how calm you are, how in control you are, as you trust your body and the process of birth. See your baby as he or she slips so easily from your body and is welcomed into this calm and peaceful world that's so full of joy and love. See your baby in your arms as you kiss its beautiful head and gaze into those gorgeous eyes. You and your baby did so well. What a beautiful family you are. And breathe in that wonderful feeling as you snuggle with your newborn baby. Trust that you will meet each other very, very soon in your own divine time.
Thank you.